what to do with it.
Ramban says he's trying to demonstrate, to prove that the entire idea of lo sikavu when it comes to something any less than beer is midrabanan from the expression of lo nasa panim la Torah. And it had it been the rice, it was said lo overal lo nasa la divrei Torah. The nasa panim is midrabanan, as you see in the Gemara Brachos of Chafam and Beis with respect to benching on Kazayas like a base. Ani lo mevin. The Ramban himself says that the whole idea is that the Rabbanan for a totally different reason. Namely, they went to the mikveh first. They went to the mikveh after 7 days, took it off the tumas needed the raisa. So the next X number of days of Nikiyim are the Rabbanan on that score. So maybe the Rambam is right. Namely, that Kirub Basar is a daraisa. So why did Gemara use an expression on us upon the Torah? Because it's the Rabbanan for a totally different reason. It's the Rabbanan because she went to the mikveh already. This is a kasha that's bothered me for many, many years. If you have an answer, you get a prize. I'll quote you. I repeat one more time. Rabban proves that the Kirub Basar is the Rabbanan from the fact that he used an expression on us upon the Torah. But Rabban himself says in the same piece that they went to the mikveh after 7 days. And exactly, they were mevatel the tefillah because of the terrible tragedy of that individual and others like that. But since she presumably went to the mikveh after 7 days, that's why it's the rabbanon. Even though the kirbos might be a daraisa, so it bothered me for a long time that question. I didn't want to pass by without sharing it with the talmidim in the hope that someone will come up with an answer. One more thing I want to just mention to you that there is a. Obas Rav Nosson says, it's very relevant to talk about it right now. If you paid attention to Pirkei Avos, Asus Yog LaTorah, at the first mission of Pirkei Avos, we just read it this past Shabbos for those who say Pirkei Avos. Okay? Sounds like the Rambam. Okay? The expression over there is, Shetof Satoro Lashon Kreva Barayas. What does that mean? So I thought what that means is with the Ritva says of the Sefer Rosh Hashanah on Avtei Zayin Amud Aleph that every asmachta is not something that the rabbis made up out of nowhere, and it's just what we call a mnemonic device. He writes the Ritva writes that someone who says that is Apocursus, who said it, the Rambam, and many other great people. But the Ritva comes from the school of the Ramban, and this kind of Lashon will explain to you that Chazal and Ovas Rav Nosson, again, Tov Sator Lashon Kreva Barayas, Deshu Chachamim Yecholim Lasa Siog B'Lashonim. No Sikr V'Legala said what the Ramban wrote, Pshut Lashon Mikra, so why the Torah Kedosha choose this language? This is Mamash the Ritva speaking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, not the Chacham. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah with the expression of Sikh of the Galas Erva, anticipating the fact that Chachmei Yisrael later on would introduce the Rabbanon with an Asmachta to prohibit Kriya Basa. I thought those are two things I wanted to tell you about yesterday. Shia, you didn't have a chance. Now we start today's Shia, the new inyanim, if you will. It's Kuf Sadi Hei Siv Beis. Okay, let's open up and see the Shulchan Aruch, and from there we'll go back to the other sources in the Rishonim as they're on the Maamar Kamos. So Kuf Sadi Hei Siv Beis starts the do's and don'ts. Okay, it's a Sif Alpha, sort of introductory. Lo Yigeh Ba Afilu B'yetz B'ktan. Where's it coming from? Remember, everything's based upon the Gemara and Shabbos. That's the source. Lo Noga B'Afilu B'yetz B'ktan. So whatever she said he didn't do, means if he would have done it, would have been terrible. So it's a Chiddush Neira. Etz B'ktan. It's a Chiddush Nifla that we aser such things which wouldn't be also between a man and a woman if they're not married. Look at the Gra Sivkarnei, Lo Yiga, Perakama the Shabbos, Chas V'Sholom. Right? Even that's Bektana. That's what it says. Okay. Now, it's interesting. This leads to what's the next line?
Lo yoshit miyada liyada shim davar liyakablena miyada shema yiga bivsar.
So you get the impression clear that this chumrah of hoshata, we'll call it, lo yoshit, is directly related to the Gemara and Shabbos. And as a matter of fact, we'll show them our Makomos. There, again, the Gemara quotes the Gemara. Tosus, I think it's another Aleph, no? Where is it? Ramad Beis, I forgot. What? We are in trouble, huh? So we're out, down for the count? That's it? No good? Huh? Okay, relax. We have a Beis Yosef. That's why we have a Beis Yosef. When the computer breaks, we have a Beis Yosef. We quote all the sources that are on your Ma'amar Kama sheets. Let's open to the Beis Yosef. Kuf Tzadi Hei. Okay. Kosva Tosis, huh? That was wrong. Maybe that's why it broke. It says you'd give them a base. Okay. Tosis, the Beis Yosef, of course. Kavi Uvda, the Osa Talmud, Shakara, Harbi, Mishon, Harbi, Meis, Pachatzi Yomab, Isa Vesed Elio, Perek Tazvav, Amala, Shema, Heves Lo Asa Shem, and Shem Heves Lo Asa Pach, V'noga Bich B'yetz B'ktana. Weiter. V'lo Yoshit, Lo Yodah Shem Dover, Lo Kablam Yodah, Perek Hamad the Shabbos, again in Tosis, with Perek Afal Pi, also in Tosis, the Rashi, Hoya Nizer B'kach, Rashi wouldn't pass something from him to his wife when she was in Nida, Medamina v'seder Elio, v'huv da dekar v'shona harbi, v'meis b'chatzi yomav, shem Elio, shem eves lo sa shema, shem eves lo sa pach, heim zal kosvu, heim yishom raya. That's no raya. V'chein kosvu smag, v'seva tshuma, v'echta l'shonam, gabi kol malocha, shisha osa l'bal, nida osa l'bal, which is later on. V'rosh perek afal pi, kotev d'shapi, eshraim, v'shonam min agrashi, it's a machlekes. V'rava magid, dikli m'losh n'rambam, Shekosav Shanida Einan Osenes HaKos Biad Bala Masha Sheshar Devorim Yechol Yelo Shit Miyod Al Yodo Keng Das Kasim Mefarshim V'yesh Mechmirim B'chol Dar Rakan L'shana. We all know Ram never heard of this. Rashi Min Ostrim Shekosav Lo Yoshit Miyod Al Yodo Shem Dover Shema Yigab Imsara. This is only in Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. Is it in the Aruch? I couldn't find it. Another assignment for you. He quotes it Torah HaKotzer, but I must have missed it. I didn't see it in the Aruch. Zelashon Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Heidu Rashi Shaloh Yerot Tolas Mafteach Mer Liyoda. V'cheinochol Nahach Mer Afilu B'davar Aruch. Shem Elo Yizor B'tuv V'yigah B'yoda. Ad Kan L'shono. Ad Kan L'shono. So the Darkei Moshe says, according to Binyamin Zev, Aloson Shamatirin Liatzon Zorkin Mafteach O'davar Acher Mer Liyoda. Roar Liga Ben. End quote. So writes the Shari Dur Nagos, Shem Aram. Not only shouldn't pass, shouldn't even throw it. If the whole issue is because you may touch the individual, what's wrong with throwing? I guess. Maybe I could be, what is it, 90 feet? How far is a pigeon from the catch? It used to be 90 feet still.
60?
Oh, 60 feet. See, that shows that I forgot. 90 feet to first base. My memory is poor. 60 feet. So you throw from 60 feet away, you got to touch him. Now you touch a person, you're 60 feet away. Both of Mishishim. How can you show up? What is the question? Shema Yigaba. How can it be applied to this Rika?
The Rashba said Shema Yigaba. Rabbed after the Maram's Masm to that story.
Ah, okay. So the question is going to become, is there something else to talk about aside from the this issue? That's the question. Now, The Rashba says in Eben Ezra Simil Chaf Aleph, it's quoted in Beis Yosef, the end, that we're back on. We're more machmer, we're HSH needle of Bila than by Stam women. And it's quoted in Poskim that we're called Negiah Shaloba Derechiba, is Mutta, that's Rav Moshe's famous tshuva about taking the subway in rush hour. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about taking the subway in rush hour. It's okay, I get pushed and shoved around. Negiah Shaloba Derechiba. But I have a serious shayla. Can you go with your wife on the subway in rush hour?
Well, you do. You have to stand on the two sides of a pole or something in case you get pushed around. You shouldn't bump into each other. That's what comes out from Moshe's tshuva. That's what comes out. Amazing. So now, let's discuss some of the nitty-gritty. So I have this beautiful sefer called the Mishmeres HaTara, which everyone should look at if you have a chance. It's the one in the basement, which has a copy downstairs, and I have my personal copy here. I'll read you from Sivkot and Tezvov, Kuf Sadi Hei. Here we go. He writes like this. He says, Espatana, ain't no enemy there. Kamushaloki derech negiya. Yeah? What about Dover Acher? Godol? Go makel. Venosin law agabe cheko, obigodeho. Be often she ain't a tofesis a Dover. Biyoda, mutter, she'eno derechiba v'tava. Kigon, the tomcha b'makal, or b'chnei shlo tipol. Yeah? That's what he says. So, the issue is, you know, he writes in there, footnote 36, all the poskimo aseroshot, Hashem yigabo, v'lo mishum shachefetz mechabrom. You know, as a kid, they used to play electricity, and they still have a tag, you know? They still have that. Still playing it. If I touch you and you touch someone else, I'm sorry, I touched you. No more. They changed the rules. I don't know baseball, I don't know tag. I forgot all these things. Okay? So it's not called a negia. Rak mechashash tayadesh emoshit lo liyoda v'ozeh v'chevetz biyoda yavu ligaba. I in Beparis Rimonim, Mishpitzo Zov Ches, and I brought it in here. The Afla Hoshit Liyoda Aile Dover Acha Shari Lahataz. The Taz is Sifkot Ches, talks about the Isser of Rechitza. So she's pouring water on him. Right? She's pouring water on him. So the whole discussion that would have been Mutter except for the separate Isser of Rechitza. According to the Rambam, never heard of Isser Oshata. Fine and dandy. But according to the those who are Machmer and Oshata, like the Machab, and there are most Machmer even in Zrika. So how in the world can you say that there's a separate Isser of Rechitza, she's pouring water on him? It's also the Mishim Oshata. Says the Taz, the Prush Rambam explains more. No! She's not throwing the water on with her hand. She takes a bucket and she pours the water on him. Follow me? So it's a bucket and Zrika. That would have been Mutter. So it's us al Zrichitza. She gets angry at her husband and she's an either. And she takes a bucket of... What choice of words should I use? A bucket of pasta. She has in her hand. She's just filling it. And she throws it at him. She's angry. That'd be Mutter. I shouldn't do it. She should be the direction. But according to the Taz, if Rosh is to Rachim, there'd be no Yisir Rosh. She throws pasta on him from the pot. She doesn't touch the pasta. Boom. Yeah.
So, like having a baseball cap, it's a glove. Is that
glove is interesting. It's from her hand to his glove. I wouldn't recommend it. Okay. Back to baseball again. I saw a discussion. Can they play ping pong? So the post can say, if it's on a bounce, it should be okay, because you know it's not directly, it's only on a bounce. But then you can't play tennis, because if you hit it on a fly, it's a problem. You know, not getting involved in all the sports activities of today's world. Anyway, let's go a little bit further. So, fine. Over here, here's a very important discussion. A critical discussion. V'ein l'hokl b'zeh hoshata afilu b'fnei acherim o b'mokom busha. Sounds wild to me. Kavod HaBriyos is doich all the rabbanans. How can it be just machta vek with this? Throws it away. Footnote 39. Talks about, of course, a Beis Yitzchak. I can't show it to you. And look at footnote 42. The poskim asad mesiras tinok lishto ubevadim ifnei rabim. And all the poskim are mekel. No one discusses kavod abrius. And the poskim require a heker when they eat in front of acherim. Lo donam b'shem busha. After kavod abrius, doch yisur derabbanon. Yeah, the meru de kakasha. Hacha shiny. The sura de kirva hu atu negia the kirva doraisa. Rachmana azal lechashash zeh. Chen havi ki doraisa nizeh. Dafim hoya kovar abiris. Ein lahatir. Is that true? I'd like it for tomorrow's shiur to come up. Wherever in Shas it says that kovar abiris is doche, he's suing the Rabbanon. What talks about it by Kalayim the Rabbanon. Is Kalayim the Rabbanon the separate iser? Or is Kalayim the Rabbanon it might lead to Kalayim the Raisa? You have to figure that one out. According to his, it has to be a separate issa, because if it would lead to Kalayim the Raisa, then we'd be no het of Kavod HaBrius. Right? Where else is the het of Kavod HaBrius? Shas?
Zogin and Vichvod,
that's B'Sheva. Tassa, I'm telling you, maybe Isurim, Isurim the Rabbanon. You look it up in Brachos, your testament, amazing. You'll let me know where else. It says it. To me, it's a Chiddush Nif. Achayinka Nira! The Zelo Choshev Mikovar Abrius Ubusha Kla. Why? He's a great sack over here. She'eno Ela Kiyom Adin. Uve Kiyom Adin Ein Shum Boshes. V'Adrabo Zel Kvodo. Uge the Chazina Dan Hokas need to be a man. Hoyt the Bepirsum. Bep Godem HaMiuchodem. Hokas go need to be Shechen Oseg at Malkus. V'lo Chashvu Le Boshes Klal. Shukulach Yodo, she should need a Pamach of Machodesh. I found Rav Moshe says so. Same thing, calls her. It's true. Chelik Beis, end of Simonai and Zion. It's all there in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says women aren't embarrassed. Rav Moshe once had a rabbi who was living in another planet, another world, or that's Rav Moshe, another world. Rav Moshe says women aren't embarrassed. To me, it's mind boggling to say they aren't embarrassed. Now, you could say that. Doesn't matter that the din is this way, and kavod abrius cannot be against the din. Here is a big attack against a man named Daniel Sperber. Give me the name. He said it's mutter for women to get aliyas today because kavod abrius is docha the din the rabbanon of kavod atzibur and mesechta megillah chav gimel amud aleph. So. The response was, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you're offended by a din, that's called Kavod HaBrius. Kavod HaBrius means there's a din. Shatnas the Rabbanon. That's a din. No one's arguing with the din. Except it so happens you don't realize you're wearing Shatnas the Rabbanon in the middle of the street. You'll strip naked. You'll be naked in the middle of the street. It's a coincidence of a din the Rabbanon with a Kavod HaBrius situation. But the din itself should be the whole din, the whole thing that women can't get aliyahs in public. That itself goes against Kavod HaBrius. So that's not called Kavod HaBrius at all. 100% correct. Does it apply over here? Not necessarily. Because the harchakas apply in private as well. The harchakas do apply in private. The harchakas apply in private. So one could say, when and a couple that has a little bit seichel, plan ahead, they know to try to avoid getting stuck in situations where it's going to become apparent that she's a nida. And once in a while you get stuck, you can't help it. Yeah. So it's a coincidence. So I think that the anti-Sperber response, which I think is 100% correct, would not necessarily be correct in this case. Because here, although it happens frequently, it's not just a fluke case, but it's not exclusive. So I would say that this svara is not necessarily a good svara. And the facts, Rav Moshe's facts to me, it's completely contrafactual. I'll give you my theory. My theory is the Mefarshim point out that this din of hooks of wearing different clothes, which we'll get to later, nowadays people don't do it anymore. A woman does not wear separate clothes when she's a nida, and she happens to wear one separate garment that her husband and she will know about it. It's certainly not obvious to her neighbors when she's a nida. To my knowledge, if you tell me I'm wrong, let me know privately. I don't know of a single woman in the world, including B'nai Brak and Kiryat Sefer and Borough Park, that she wears separate garments. I mean, she, all the neighbors know, oh yeah, now she's a nida, she's wearing a separate nida garment. If I'm wrong, let me know. happens like a before she did a mechaber, a gemara. And here's the idea: the gemara is referring to a time when there was tumah v'tara. When there was tumah v'tara, so a woman had to be careful of all different kinds of tumah. Maybe it wasn't a tumah nida. Who knows what it could have been? Moreover, even if we knew for a fact it's tumah nida, tumah nida is we'll call. This week's parsha is parsha Tzriya Mitzorah. A lot of dinim of tumah v'tara there. Nothing to do with marriage. There's nothing to do with nothing to do with a husband and a wife. Zero. A woman could be 12 years old. Doesn't plan to get married for another 10 years. But she's a nida, so she has to be careful because what she touches and this and that. So it doesn't have the connotation of husband-wife. So when she's been doing it for every month, she's 12. Now she's 22. And she's still doing it. No. True, she has a husband now. That's okay, but she was doing it for 10 years before she had a husband. Didn't have that connotation of intimacy between husband and wife. But Bisman Azeh, when we don't have Tumah V'Tara anymore, it's only relevant to husband and wife. So it's extremely private and it's embarrassing and it's not done. And if you ask me, it shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. And that's exactly why there's an embarrassment. And I think Kavod Abir certainly should be a factor. I'll go further than that. In the anti-Sperber attacks, one of the Rabbanim wrote, the best article against him was written not by a Rav, written by someone named, maybe Yasmicha, Eliav Shochetman. Have you heard that name? He's an expert in Mishpat Ivri in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote 75 pages. Which I have in my house, it's a, I have a new edition, I'm going to bring it to you, against Rabbi Sperber. He says over there something very rich. Again, he quotes from sources. Kavod, and my Rebbe said the same thing. Kavod Abrius is naked in the street. No one wants to be in that situation. Nobody, not a single man or woman, naked in the street. I'm not discussing in some foreign island somewhere, in who knows where. But in our world, that's Kavod Abrius. The fact that a particular case there in point that a particular woman decides that she's embarrassed because she can't get an aliyah and only her husband got an aliyah. Even assuming that is in her mind, it's irrelevant. It has to be universal. But I'm going to say, I think that's a correct svara, and I'm going to say further than that. In Laniyah's 90, the knowledge that a woman is a nida will lead to universal lack of covenant abuse. I don't know of any women in the world who say, the people know about it, that doesn't bother me in the slightest. When I say never, I never say never. I mean that. But the night they took Kolod came there really from my experience, and therefore I think that Kolod abuse should be a very significant factor. Yeah, we have to try to avoid it, but I'm rejecting footnote 39. We'll get to 42 with the baby. We'll get to that a little bit later. Fine. If you look at the Mechaber and Ramah as I have it, please open up. My impression is that the Mechaber is Matis Rika. The Ramah is Rika. The Mechaber says, and Kuf Tzadi, hey, let's look together. Kuf Tzadi Hesiv Beis. The Mechaber says, Lo yiga ba filas betana, lo yoshe miyada dava shem dava velo yikablem yada shem yiga b'sara. Says the Rama, v'chein ayadei zrika miyada liyada lehefech osur b'nyamin zeh b'sok on dark emotion. Hagar sharidu v'shem aram. Did the Mechaber hold that way? If you ask me, the answer is no. Mechaber does not hold that way. Mechaber didn't say it. That's how I understood it. Now, the Prisha that he asked you to see proved that it's true. From the fact that they had an Aser Litzek Lomayim. Again, that's the story we spoke about before. That she can't throw the water on him when she's a Nida. It's a separate Iser. Right? I mean, otherwise, Zrika would have been prohibited. That's his right. Now the Rajba, I love to share the Rajba. This is the Rajba. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Eben Ezer. It's a Chuvas Rajba. Afilu hoshatas kli miyad ishto nida liyado aser, and he gives a reason. Fishalibo gaspa uvikravus muat ika lemechash lehergel avera, as opposed to other women. That's the context over there. Oh. And in the beautiful birum of Rafael Cohen Shlita and Bari Ashulchan, here in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, if you have it, you can open up.
Kuf Tzadi, hey? Here we go. Oh, look, I'm reading his words. L'chol afi tamal shel ha-mechabesh isu ha-shotav u-mipnei chashash negia lo shayach lochash kenei bezrika. Maybe the Ramah is like the Rashba in the Tshuva. Nothing to do with the Giyah. He's through of Kurva. And the Ramah says Rika is a Kurva. This makes a lot of sense to me. Is the Beyurim, the Ramaskal, V'chein. Here in Siv Beis. Makes sense to me. I thought Rav Fava Kohn's Svar was very, very correct. That's what I thought. Therefore, according to the Ramah, who asks Rika, number one, it would have to, by definition, Aser Zrika as well, because Zrika is also a Shinui. I'd love to show you a Ritva. The Ritva says in Ksubot of Samach Aleph. We're back on? What changed? Let's try. We'll experiment with the Ritva. Let's see if the Ritva will make it. Hey. Look at this. Yes, I'm Mason. Okay. He's not calling Rashi's Chumra yet. Okay, maybe it's on the base. I don't know. No. Well, I thought it was here. Look. He says, Bishinu is Mutter. If Bishinu is Mutter, then Zrika should also be Mutter. Oh. So now, Sivkot and Lamed. Miyodo liyodo Aser. Reading from the Bali HaShulchan. Aval Lizrok al Begodeha Mutter. Who said so? Look inside. Torah Sashlamim. Everyone has a Torah Sashlamim, which is printed in every single Shulchan Aruch, I think. Please look. Torah Sashlamim. Sivkot and Beis. Izrika Biyoda Liyoda. Al Begodeha Mashma de Mutter. You can't throw from one hand to the other. And even with a baseball glove, I think it's a problem. But to throw on from your hand and lands on her garment, it's mashma, it would be mutter. On this basis, Rav Fava Kohn writes, "V'nira de huadin, the mutter lizrok l'toch arniki osakis shebiyoda." You can throw things into her pocketbook. Right? That's what he suggests. How do you know? Because the Tassif Kohen Ches Mucha Shemutal Lizrok Mitoch Kli La Sheni Ken Huadin the Mutal Lekabel Betoch Kli Dabar HaNizrach. That's the Tassif we spoke about before. Only washing, otherwise it would be permissible. He can throw the pasta on his face if he gets angry, okay? Yeah. Okay, fine. So far, so good. I think it's 100% correct. So far, so good. However, we're not finished yet. I thought, based upon what he said in the Birurim, when it comes to Zrika, there's no chance of Negiah. Not happening. No Negiah. Elamai. What do you worry about? Like the Rashba said, we saw before. What about Kirav Adas? Kirivus Muat. But if it's not Miyad Eliyada, not even that. Therefore, if I'm right, lav dafka zrika, but so too should be what I call nesina. Not can I warm up, you know, should we go to a basketball analogy? With somebody, I'll try to, she has a pocketbook, you know, and I'll go, try to take the car keys, I'll go like this, foul shot, see if it lands in the pocketbook. I don't know how many of us are good enough marksmen to get it right. You can put it in a pocketbook. What's the difference? I mean, even if I'm putting it, if I throw it, if I just drop it,
drop it. Well, I can take it out of the pocketbook. What's the difference? Lanias died. They should say, why am I saying my language? Because it's against what he says over here. In the same sefer, Bari HaShulchan, which I, so far was exactly what I said, what I wanted him to say, he writes over here, no. He writes, look what he says. Chenesh lahachmir, shelo litel eze chevetz mitoch arnik yosakas shorgas hasheni biyodo, olosas chevetz mitoch arnik yosakas, shouldn't do it. But he himself said you're allowed to throw it into the what I call the pocketbook, so why can't you put it into the pocketbook? Take it out of the pocketbook. Why not? So he tells you, look at the tziyunim in the bottom. Shekain mashe b'shiyore tara v'meshe dvorim shom v'shom. I don't have these svarim. Unless you do me a favor, look at these svarim. In Nun Dal, they quoted it. Shiyore tara, I think it's a b'shlem b'kluk, if I'm not mistaken. Reish sim is there. Anyone have it? You can get it? Okay. And meshe dvorim shom. Meshe dvorim b'simen kuf yud. Quoted the Akei Tshuva, maybe you'll find it there. Whatever, I don't understand why. I thought it should be
Mutter. What Siman is in Shiyore
Tara? Kuf Sadi Hei, the very beginning. So, as you will hear presently, my main thrust when it comes to Hachokas to be Mekel is precisely as I said earlier today, to avoid embarrassment for the woman. That's I'm giving you my agenda up front. And one of the biggest problems is passing. Aside from the fact that the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole thing, but it seems to me, as I've, you know, David HaMelech wanted to know why the Ribbono Shel Olam created spiders and why did he create Meshugoyim? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create pocketbooks? What kind of pocketbook? And he has died, that's why he created pocketbooks. So in case you have to get the car keys from her to you or from you to her, it's a pocketbook. You put it in her pocketbook. You take it out of a pocketbook. And he has died, it should be mutter, based on the logic that the Bali HaShulchan has, even though he himself refuses at the end to accept it. He goes back to his Meshiv Dvorim and Shiyore Tara. I'm not sure what they say exactly. But I thought, again, based on the Paradis Rimonim also, it should be mutter. But I'm just giving you my particular point of view.
What cement, there's a split to choose.
He says, "Reish Simen Zeh." I don't know what that means. I can't help you. Reish Simen Zeh, whatever it means. Okay. Now it's interesting. There's a Pischei Tshuva at the end of Sivkot and Gimel. Pischei Tshuva says, "The Kotzalot b'Simen Nunches, the Liga b'Begodeh ba'Oda Levusha, Yesh Lisrachek. You shouldn't touch her garments when she is wearing." Her garments. On this basis, in the Mishmeres Atara over here, in what he calls the Bir Halacha, Sivkot and Zayin, he has Hoshata on her garment is prohibited. It's prohibited. Why? Why? It should be mutter. He says over here, if it's Zrika, it's one thing. Okay, it's Zrika, maybe Mutter. But to put it there is a problem. Why? Why? It doesn't explain it fully why it should be. He's based on the Pischei Tshuva? No. The Pischei Tshuva, you and your hand are touching her garment while she's wearing it. That's a problem. If I put something on the garment, it's different. Different. I never heard as an issue for the man to touch the pocketbook that his wife is holding. Look, if you look at the Bari HaShulchan over here, I'm just giving you citations. In Sivkaton Tesvov, Lo Yigaba, Afilo Eno Geb, Bissara Mamish, Don't should be Godam, Avsikin Gamkenos. You can't, if your wife's wearing a dress, I'll touch her like this. She's wearing a dress. No, it's also not allowed. V'chein osalo ligal bo, she can't touch his suit. Okay. That I understand. They shouldn't touch the garment that they're wearing. That's fine. But I'm not touching. I'm putting something down in the garment. I'm putting something in a pocket, in a pocketbook. I thought that should be permissible. That's what I thought. Sure, the Aruch HaShulchan says the garments shouldn't even touch each other, one another. That's the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Chaf. That's true. That's a low plug. I never heard of it when it comes to a pocketbook. I thought it should be mutter. Fakert. If we're sitting next to each other, my garment touches her garment, that's not allowed. Aruch HaShulchan. What if we're sitting next to each other and I put a pocketbook in between? Fakert. The post can say, we'll get to this talk about the Agola. You put a pocketbook in between, that's a heter. Another reason for the creation of a pocketbook. You go in the car, what do you want to put? You put the pocketbook in between. Yes, sir.
Isn't it clear in the Taz, you know, that touch your wife, I did over
here? I agree.
And then there's water. So if she's holding a pocketbook and you're touching the pocketbook, isn't that a problem?
We just got this thing before. That's not a problem. We said before, we talked about electricity. I'm touching something, and right? So that's.
So what's the Taz talking about?
What do you mean?
The Taz says only have to for Rafik's sake because she's holding the Kli and the Kli is pouring the water.
Right.
But if you'd be touching the Kli and she'd be touching the Kli, that'd be a problem.
No, that's not Taz. The Taz is asking a different question. Taz is, why isn't Asur Mishum Zrika? Not Mishum Zrika. The Taz is why by Zrika? Why isn't there an Isur Zrika? The Ramah says Zrika in Siv Beis. According to that, no, I read the Taz wrong. Doesn't read that way?
Let's take a look.
Let's take a look. Okay. If I got it wrong, I got it wrong. Taz is Sivkot and Ches. Let's read together. Asura Litzag Lomayim. We'll get to that later on. Says the Taz, "V'chor mashem iloshen zesh asur liten mayim bekli, v'hu yirchaz hakakach." That's what someone interprets. Avemes enokain. Quotes the Rashba, "Afilu hu rochet v'hi motzekes she'elu lirchot biyodeh afilu below rechitza asa da'ika kirev basav asa liga v'afilu be'etz mektana ad kan l'shonu." Mashma, the muteras lochin lo mayim bekli v'yirchaz mishan the b'chiv hu rochet v'hi motzekes mashal b'shas rechitza shelo hi yotzekes. Fine. So, if the forest the gam zeh osur, kosher minole the osur. No less is it. The kosher v'achakach ochocha she'en the forest rechitza biyada mikoch kiruv basar. Shema minad the marikam b'midi the lav kiruv basar. The haino sheyotzekas b'shas rechitza. Fine. V'yein lo madog gam davar zeh sheyotzekas b'shas shurochet gam kein osur b'lav chiba the rechitza ele mitam de no gasbo. You're right. He's talking about the possibility of Negia. Yesh lomar, Zeo magay de dover acher, Shino gas bekli, Vakli b'mayim, V'mayim b'yodo, Sagadaitach de shari, Kamash bolon, Yosem ishim de rechitza shemavio de chiba. So what do you mean medayik, Avi? Over here, it's three steps removed. It's like not bar not bar not. It reminds me of it. You have the pot, and the pot also the water, right? Her hand touches the pot, and the pot touches the water, and the water touches him.
Right.
So that's why it's mutter.
Right.
But other than that, you're saying, if he took her, if she took her, but you're making a deal which I don't know if you can make. So you're saying that if she held onto the pot, and he held onto the pot, it would be a problem.
That sounds good.
Where does it say that?
Why did it say three steps otherwise?
No, I understand what you're saying, but that's the reality. I mean, he's saying he overstated what you're saying. He could have said two steps.
That's where all the posts come from. They say, all the posts would say, also the idea that Rafa come from this task.
All the posts can ask the idea that Rafa come from this task. Yeah, okay, so.
The next time, my dear, everyone else is dear.
I hear what you're saying. I gotta think about it. I still thought,
and that's why Mishmar Satara is ushering putting something on your regal, because then if you touch your regal, that's negiyah de davar acher. And it's chashash shemi yigav the regal de shemi, and if you need negiyah the regal de, it's usher on the staff.
That may be true. Let's take a look. Let me go back to what he said over here. Slow. We go back to footnote 36, which I quoted to you earlier. In footnote 36, he writes as follows. The Mechaber says, Lo yoshit. Okay? And you shouldn't touch even betzba ktana. Umashma, shem ena betzba alay de dover acher, godol, sheeno korach al hayat, kon makel v'nosin lo al gabi cheka, o begodea bofen, eno tofeses adover, ti lokeno se bidin oshata. So if someone touches something, it's oshata. But if not touching it, it's not oshata. Biyoda, mutter, sheeno derechiba v'tava. What's he saying? That the tomcha b'makel, she shouldn't fall. So I'm holding a stick and she's leaning on the stick, and she's not falling. That should be mutter. Footnote 36. So I said before, you don't play electricity. I'm reading from the sefer Mishmer Zatar. So you don't say that. Fakert. You don't say it. Hari the etzem and the other achel lo have a gear. Only afraid of ligabo. That's what I thought. Yeah, go back to your Taz. He does quote the Taz. He quotes the Paradis Shimonim on that Taz. And he says, Fakir. That's the example he gives.
I'm going to give you a pencil.
No, that's the example. That's exactly the Paradis Shimonim says. I want to give you something, so I'll stick it into item. I'm trying to give a good example. I want to give you something which has a sharp edge. I'll stick it into something. He has to use the word kush or karakar, he says, and I'll extend the thing, and she'll pull it out of that. That's mutter.
That's the answer of the taz.
No, so that's mutter.
There's two steps in between. There's two things in between. There's whatever you call it, the sharp object, and the thing that the sharp object is in.
So I'm asking a question. So you're saying, if I put something in her pocketbook, so what happens? There's only one thing in between.
So if you actually would touch your pocketbook, that'd be a problem. If you want to just put it in, that's okay.
So I can put it into a pocketbook, and I can take it out of a pocketbook.
Right, but you can't touch the pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a chashah shema, you'll touch the pocketbook. That'd be a problem, right?
That's why
everyone's gonna answer that.
I have to think about that again, because I recall seeing in the Svarim that said that if they're sitting in a chair and there's a car, things of this nature, if they put a pocketbook or something like that in between, will be a hefsek. But they both may touch the pocketbook on two different sides. So you're saying no. Maybe I have to look that up again. But in any event, Lania's daiti, the heter of pocketbook should work not only for Zrika, but should work for Hoshata and in or out as well. So I'm going against the Shoritara and Meshit Vorm as cited by the...
Yeah, by the way, I found the Shoritara.
So what does he say?
I'm not entirely sure how it's relevant. It looks like he's saying that it's also to light a candle.
That's a different stuff. Why is that relevant? A candle is a different stuff.
I don't know. I'll get a clue on this
reading. You'll show me later. And holding the candle.
The wick is touching the flame.
Candle's a little bit different. I don't know. Yes, what's your question?
Yes, I know you want a bit.
No one knows anything when it comes to Sheva Bros. I once had a relative of mine said, "It's outrageous." There was like handing something to his new wife 2 days after the wedding. Outrageous! It was against the din. Yeah, maybe it's not against it. We spend a lot of time learning these in Yalcha Lachos. He was assuming that there was a bias mitzvah with a bias gemura, and either the bias mitzvah with dam or bias gemura, and that's why they can't. Who said? Who said? I'm telling you from my experience. It's very frequent that either there was no bias mitzvah at all, or there was a bias shena gemurah, and there was no dam. We spent a lot of time talking about that. And he's allowed. So people should jump to conclusions. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't mean by later.
We'll come to later. We'll come to babies later. We'll talk about these things. We'll come into that. Let's go slow. Okay. Now, I saw a very nice svar over here. And again, bir halacha, sivkot and tes. It all depends what the source for the Easter of Hoshata is. Let's remember, there is no source. Because the Rambam says it doesn't exist. There can't be a real source. But there's diyukim from one of two sugyas. Either sugyim Masechta Shabbos, or the sugyim Masechta Ksubas. It's a very nice word. If it's based on the second Shabbos, it's Shema Yigabo. That's exactly the point. Yigabo Vetzvektana. If it's based on Masechta Ksubas, then it's based upon Kiruv, like the Rashba said. Because the whole sugyim in Ksubas, Kol HaMalachas, Ish also the Baila, except for three things, which involve Kiruv. So that's where it comes from. That's the impression. If it's Muxubis, it sounds like the Shuvas or Ashba. That's not Shema Yiga. But it's because of Kiruv. It's like, I have on a steer in the Rashba. I have steer. The shoot the Rashba. Oh, now I can show it to you? Mm-hmm. Should I show it to you from the Rashba, or should you want to see it in the Beis Yosef? What do you prefer? Rashba. In the Rashba itself? Okay, a purist, a classicist. Okay, Gevaldik. Shoot the Rashba. You get the right Maram Malkum. Mm-hmm. What's the Maram Malkum?
Elef
what?
Kufeches.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Shoot the Rashba. To get there. Oh, where are the elephs? Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. Shot here. Can I feel the Oshodas clean me at Ishto Nido the other Osnil Vishadil Gaspa? Who the Kramus Maat Ekel and Mechash the Hergol Avera? Have a Bisharnoshim Shandibo Gaspam with Vorm Eluk on Oshodas Cleaver Yotabam, Amishamish and Hergol Avera, Mishadil Gaspa. Kinish Shani, look at it, he gives a mushroom. The Megara says Ishto, will only remember Pundaki Shebe Shame, Omen, Amos Fuchel Meneget, Missil Shemil Fuchel Meneget, Shani. Umodim in the sky, Shem and Eris in the end of Shvichim, and then get Shani, Shani Libo Gaspo. Who kid the big amount, he can be Yede Yichud, like Yede Bia, but in Suha, Shani Libo Gaspo, that means Hane and Yichud Bia. Hachanami, he could the name of the Kava Sohu, the Kosh can be, etc., etc., etc. That's what he said. That's the reason. That's the reason he gets over here in Shuta Rashba. Let's go to Torah Sabayas. Torah Sabayas. Torah Sabayas. Start the Kotzer, that's where we found it. Was it Bayez Zayim? What was it? Shah what?
Beis?
I don't remember. The page numbers here? Dalam and Beis, I think it's over here. Oh, well, the Hoshit miyada liyada liolam aser. Doesn't say why. Maybe it's in the Euro, somebody in that there.
When the
basis
is
it
says Dalet
Amad Aleph. Dalet Amad Aleph in the Kotzer?
Yeah.
So maybe I missed it. Let's go back.
Shema
Yiga, Dalet? Yeah, I thought Shema Yiga. That's what I thought. I couldn't find it. Hold on. Dalet Amad Aleph.
It's right there. Fourth line. Two lines up.
Loyo. Oh, that's right. It was here. Thank you. I missed things. Lo Yoshit Miyodo Liyodo Shem Dova Shem Yigab Sarah. Isn't that a contradiction to what it says in Torah Sabayas in Shut the Rashba? We asked for a totally different reason. That's my question. What is it? Is it in the Aruch? Because I couldn't find it in the Aruch before. I looked quickly in the Aruch, I just couldn't find the whole thing. Gentlemen, is it here? I don't see it at all. I'm a kasha. Why it's not in the Aruch? Is that I couldn't find it? And it's a steer between the two Rashbas. What the reason is? Okay, fine. We're both side. We have much more to still talk about in 10 minutes. Let's go on. An afkamina would be according to this understanding of the Bi'ur Halacha in a davar Aruch. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, according to the Beis Yosef, says Nachon LaHachmir, because Medina Shemimuter That's such a long thing. It's 10 feet long. Not going to touch her. Okay. Chash Rachok. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh is Rabbi Yeruchim's Rabbi. Right. The Rosh says, Shema Yigaba in Ksubis. But he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, the Geras HaTshuva, it's also Darach Medina. Apparently he learned it from Ksubis. Not like the Rosh, who said Mezigah Sakos is different. Nafkamina, he says, they carry a very heavy package. Right, that's what he talks about over here in this Bir Halacha. So Rashi, you learn from. If Rashi learned it from Ksubas or from Shabbos? If it's from Shabbos, so the Rosh says, Shema Nogafila Spektana. It's not the Oshata itself, it's the Negiah. But if Rashi got from Ksubas Samach Aleph, Yisur Echiba Shemeshas Nidos. Yeah, right. And he brings Rias. The Igeres HaShir of Erev and Yona, this page Shin Yud Dalet, if you get to save him. He says, based on shouldn't anything. Was the Rosh? He based on Masechta Shabbos. He says, also the Kabbal Chavetz Miyada. And Yev Shlo Lizar Shlo Yigaba. See, it's because of Negiah. And Okaz and Afkaminis, Zrika. As Rika, could be Kiyabadas, no Negiah. Hoshadas Chavetz Aruch, not an Afkamina. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it's only Nochon Nahachmir, Chumar Bialma, because it's not going to touch. Right? But, if it's a question of Kiruv, it doesn't matter. Medina, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, Asura Lahoshi, the other Mafteach, O Makal, O Kol, Dova Shabiolam. You're in the gospel. So you can't be make over the Saf Sol Aruch, Dvorim Kvedim, Nisias, a baby carriage, and a Gola Maskov Yachad, the all in Kosha Magzikim Yachad Dover Havi Kiruv, called Dover Shabiolam. As opposed to, if we're a question of touching, so there's a big carriage, I'm 4 feet from where she is, right? So it should be potentially Mutta Mika Radin. That's right on page Shin Yud. Then he talks about a baby. That's the biggie. Tashbei tzrais and chel gimel siman reish lamed. Tinok chai no seyas atzmo mutalo lekablo. The he ena moshedas lo elat tinok atzmo yotzi michek imo lechek aviv. I think that is not quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. Where is it? Sifkat and what? Anybody? Towards the beginning, no?
Gimel.
Thank you. Sif Kotlin Gimel. I am a Tajras. The Mutalito Miyoda Atinok Mishin the Chainos is Atzmo. Vieno so Klum, and Atinok Atzmo Yotze Michek Imo Boel Aviv. Ayan Shom. Peladik Asvar. What's the Sichel Shabbos over here? He writes as follows. He says, look, if it's Oshota per se, we can be Mekel. Charles did it himself. So therefore, it should be a problem. It should be a problem. That's what he writes over here. This is again all in page Shin Yud Dalet. Fine. So, here's my next cooler. This is my cooler for the day. Okay? I try, so again, I'm giving you my agenda straight up. I get my first cool was with pocketbooks. My next cool is with babies. And that's going to take care of everything except for one thing when it comes to eating, which we'll get to hopefully later this week one day. I only have three coolers, Nisan, yeah, but those three coolers I think could solve all the problems of the busha, almost all. Let's take a look at both sides. If you have a body of shulchan, Sivkotan Chof Zayin. He writes it as follows. im echem en oches vetinok ein le sheni le nashko le chapko le sachigimo shesh bezem shem kalos rosh im ishto. Okay, second here, quote from the meshiv dvarim simen kuf yud in the nishuk quote by dake tshuva so to chibuk uschok. Okay, fine, so far so good. You have, is meshiv dvarim on your list of svarim? Meshiv dvarim, let me know. Okay, for the other case, for yesh kosul achmer ligabo Rosh. You can't even touch the baby being held by your wife. That he quoted in the beginning of Sivkot Nuchav. Hey, okay, but that has it with the candle. That's where the candle comes in. Okay, fine. Kagon, lahal bisho, o lahashtiko, v'chadome. Brackets. Omnam nira, shemadover nochutz, kagon. Shenafal kovo b'chutz b'eis hakor, osu tzorach ligabo g'lesayeya b'achiloso chagavna, yesh lahater b'zeh. Wah! Bold heter. Basis, sivkot nunhei at the bottom, in the tziyunim. Listen carefully. Ken shekosav haramo barachayim simen shinchov chesif yudzayim, distam tzorach ekotun k'chol adomim. As we shall see later on, there's no isur ashota for a cholah. Him or her or anybody. Ubefrat the Ladas or Rambam the old Ravosa Leko Isa Klal Boshot of Adomolo. Oh, correct. Rambam denies the whole thing, and everything the child needs something, it's treated as a chola, so we can be makel. It seems to me, for this very reason, it should be permissible to hand the baby from husband to wife when she's in need. For the same reason that he just said. Number one, the Ram never holds it holy, sir. Number two, you're handing over the baby because it's Tzorach Echola. The baby is considered a chola. If the baby is considered a chola, to be able to put his hat on when the hat fell off in the cold, which I agree is certainly considered to be in the category of Tzorach Echola, I certainly agree to that. Help meat. He can live without his oatmeal. But it's Tzorach Echola. He needs his veggies, whatever he needs. So it's permissible. So everything's Tzorach Echola. Yes?
The coolest later on in Tezbab and Tezayin about the Echola is when one of the spouses is a Echola.
So I'm explaining to you. He's extending it, I think correctly so, to when anyone is a Echola. If the man is a Echola, that's a separate Echola. There's no Yetzahara, whatever that is. But if the woman is a Echola, that doesn't apply. And we still make of Oshata. No problem of Oshata if the woman is a Echola. So we pass on the Halach. Where did I come to this? I came to this many years ago when I saw two things happen. Once, more than once, but a couple of times I saw the couples had babies and they were very miser in this did. So they put the baby down, my heart was in my mouth. Once I think I saw on the hood of a car, thank God the car was stationary, on the hood of a car, so that and once on like the edge of a dresser, I was afraid the baby's gonna fall off. So I called us the fushes. Once I was here in Washington Heights, he was going to a shoe store. Now the Washington Heights and shoe stores is not the cleanest places. And they put the baby on the floor in the shoe store, a little tiny kid. But this is crazy. This to me is a chumra v'dil lekula and the health and the needs of the child. Lanias daiti. Whether the Chai knows he has Asmosfera is correct or not, I sometimes wonder whether that was really the Svara of the Tashbetz. It's so hard to believe that's what he really meant. Then you have a pilpul. You have to be old enough to allow that. There's a whole pilpul of an 8-day old. So Machloek is a Rishonim, he can say Chai not the Asmo. Baby,
I think the Pesachim says that also. If the Pesachim says that the kid's too young, he can't be married already.
That's what he says in that same piece. It's true. If you take it literally, what does he say? Matina cotton the cholo kofos usr though shaykh has asked me about Ram Simishin Khaya in a chenari. If that's really the pshat, then there's no coolest. I thought that's just a cover. The real heter is Tzorche Atinok. Tinok is a chola. And to make it a little different, okay, chaynos is asked. And then there's a cooler, a dim which is not muskim, because the whole idea of a hoshad is not muskim, so that's the Ram denies the whole thing. And when it's a chola, we saw before, persuasively argued in Tziyunim Sivkoton Nun Hei, shouldn't apply. for those two reasons, Sarche Kotten Kachola, and it's according to the Ptzir of Rambam. That should apply whenever you have babies around. That's what you give his room to be Megal, to hand the baby, and Bebchina's Hutru, not Tchuya, because if it's Tchuya, every time, well, maybe I can put it on the edge of the table, they're not going to fall off, or not going to have a problem putting it down in the floor. I thought to me that's a big shas atchak. That's what I think. Not everyone agrees with me, I'm sure. But that's my second major cooler. So we had two coolers today, the pocketbook cooler and the baby cooler. All right, these two are both important to avoid, among other reasons, to avoid the busha of the mother when she's in need. There's one more din that we have to worry about, which is the eating situation. That's a very major topic of eating. A whole sugya sagamara about eating. And that'll be tomorrow's topic. We'll talk about eating. And I have a cooler there too, which I think will hopefully avoid busha there as well. That's my main point, to get these coolers across. But the rest, other than that, I'm a big machmir. Why not? But although we'll see other situations where we have to pass on the din as it is. Tomorrow, I want to announce that thanks to our loyal Shiur assistant, next Monday we're having a Shiur lunch. So start cutting down on your intake for the week. There's a Shiur lunch next Monday. I also want to say that I spoke to Dr. Chud.